Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. As always, I'm Jason Ophir, here with the beautiful and talented Sherry Pang. Sherry, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Jason?
Not too bad at all. Had a pretty uneventful week. And how was your week?
You too. We've not very busy, but you know, I've just been doing some readings. Got back into running after I've been sick for a little bit. Life is good. I feel like, you know, everything, every day and every way, things get better and better.
That's awesome. Now I'm having a little some microphone issues, so if I go dark, it's not because something happened. It's a technical snafu, but hopefully if I keep real still, I think I'll be okay. So I'll just go with that. But
oh,
hey, Sherry, I wanted to mention something I saw in the alternative news. Apparently, life on Earth is going to end this September. How do you feel about that?
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all, Jason. Who did that prediction?
Well, some of the listeners may be aware of Planet Nerubu or Planet X or Wormwood or whatever else they call it. It's some planet that's entered our solar system, and the reason we can't see it, I think they said it was like a elliptical orbit, so you can only see it from the poles. And it comes through our solar system every 8,000 years or so, and it plays havoc on the Earth, and it'll wipe us out. And so apparently this giant planet, which is many times bigger than our own, is going to wipe us out. And so this will allegedly be in September. I've heard some people say October. So if you have anything left on your bucket list, you might want to get that done in the next couple months, because you never know.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Well, what about you? I think, I don't know. 2 months we have, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm not putting a whole lot of weight into it, but you never know. Now, there is some science not directly related to the planet coming close to Earth, but there is, I read some articles of, they believe there's a planet past Pluto that they discovered or in the middle of discovering or something, but I haven't really seen any science on Planet X actually coming and devastating our own planet, so... But who knows?
Wow, you never know. Just never know. Wow. Okay. Well, shall we get on to this? This is going to be very exciting episode for the listeners and for us. If you tune in on Facebook, either under Night Stalkers Paranormal Research or our own page, Facebook, Paranormal Horizons, we're going to go live stream and join Paranormal Research out of Brownsville, Kentucky. They're going to be at the famous Octagon Hall. So we're just waiting for Barry Gaunt to come in. He's one of the head tourists, and he's been on our show many times before, our head paranormal investigator himself, conspiracy theorist. He's been around for a long, long time. The guy knows his stuff. Very beautiful soul, and we'd like to have him back. So he's waiting to be on cue.
All right. Well, let's see him in here. Let's get him on.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, Barry. How are you?
Great, Jerry. And how are you doing, Jason?
Doing good. Doing good. Looking forward to tonight and all the exciting stuff that we're going to have on today's episode.
Great. So we're really looking forward to it. We're on streaming live on Facebook right now on your Facebook page. Maria is here. Jimmy's here. Chad's here. And myself. Everybody say hello.
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 Hi.
It's a party.
So,
it's a party.
By the way, Jason, very good thing about that September deal. It's in Bible prophecy also, if you want to check that out. It's a pretty interesting little thing. But I don't think it's going to be the end of the world. It may be the start of something, but...
So you think that there really is a planet X and it's going to make a flyby Earth then?
I do believe there is a planet X, but the September deal is basically not in on a planet X type deal. It's more to do with the Virgo constellation and another star that stays in her womb and then delivers at the end of the month and everything else. We can go into another time, but we need to do some investigation here. I'll have, right now what we've got on the table here, I don't know if you can see it or not, that's a millimeter. It's set for temperature change and also for REM pod. We've got a REM pod behind us over here. We've got a tri-field meter that makes noise. And we also are going to be using flashlights tonight because they're visual. Sometimes we don't have the greatest luck with those here lately. But we're going to try it out so that everybody can be able to see it. In a little bit, we're going to go dark in the house. And we'll go from there. We're at Octagon Hall in Franklin, Kentucky, and it is a home that was the residence of Andrew Jackson Caldwell. It was built in 1847, and it was used as a Masonic temple and also his residence. A lot of tragedy happened here. The tragedy that was, we have some activity right now as we're talking about this. The temperature is going down in this room right now. And the REM meter is starting to go off, and it's not because of the cell phones. Flashlights, we got a flashlight going off and everything right now. But the home, the home was used as his residence. A lot of tragedy back then. His wife, the age of 30, passes of typhoid fever. She bore in three siblings. The first one, Fanny, lives to a ripe old age. The second one, Mary Elizabeth, has an incident in the room that we are right now. This is the winter kitchen, and I'll let her pan around. Mary will pan around and show you the fireplace and everything. Embers came out of this fireplace, and Mary Elizabeth's dress caught on fire. She did burn and did survive the burn, but died 7 days later from the complications of it. Obviously, back then there wasn't too much you could do about for burn victims.
Oh, my goodness.
The young boy... fell down. We have a stairway upstairs. He was 18 months, and he fell down the stairs and broke his neck. So that was basically her family. They're all buried here. Those three souls are buried here on the property. Again, we're getting different temperature spikes in the room. It went down, the temperature gauge went down and up, and the lights just went on. Let me give you a motion. Okay, thank you. And he gets, Andrew Jackson remarries in 1854 to Harriet, and they have eight children together, and he dies in 1866. There was a set of twins there. And when he's passed, he's buried here on the property.
Wow.
Unfortunately, she lives until 1920. She sells this house in 1918 and moves to Bowling Green, just north of here. And when she does, and she passes in her will, it did state that they had to dig him up and move him up there 50 years later because he didn't want her to be with his ex-wife. We just got a little flashlight play again on it. So,
so when you see the, I'm on my iPad, I'm looking and I can see the flashes. Is that something, is it showing temperature? Is that what it is, Barry?
The flashes, the REM pod is like that right there, the sound you're hearing is actually the temperature moving. And when the temperature moves by tenths of a degree up or down, it will sound off. This is what you'll see if an entity decides to play with it. All the lights will go off and it will make that noise.
Oh, wow.
We've got one right behind us. It's a bigger one. Somebody breezes by it or whatever, and it will go off. It makes a real nice light show.
Okay.
So you'll be able to see that, too. I'll finish up as fast as I can so we can do some investigating. The Civil War comes to this location in February of 1862. The Confederates were in Bowling Green. That was the Confederate capital of Kentucky at the time. They take heavy artillery fire from the north and last for about 2 days, and then they decide to move south. And they marched 20 miles to this house. A lot of the soldiers were, of course, wounded at the time. There was 9,000 of them that camped here. The house was used as a hospital. They did do major surgeries and amputations here. They stayed for a little bit, divided their forces. Half of them went to Shiloh, and the other half went to Nashville. And then 2 days after they left, the Union shows up. And they stayed for a while, and they're very bad to the family. They had a lot of problems with that. They poisoned all their wells, stole everything from them. And then went on quite a tear. They were here for about 6 months. Of course, the family had to do all their bidding and everything else for them. But it was quite a time for them. After they left, Andrew Jackson Caldwell would do anything for the Union, I'm sorry, for the Confederacy, and he would hide Confederate soldiers here or guerrillas that were doing guerrilla warfare for the Confederacy down here, and the Union knew about it, so he had some hiding places. One of the cool things about the basement we're in right now in the winter kitchen, if I get up here, I'll show you. In this cabinet here, if Marie can get over here, or you want me to take the phone for a second?
Well, I mean, it's the people that are listening to the radio cannot
see this. But there is a tunnel here.
There's a tunnel leading
to
the house going out to the.
It actually goes in two different directions. There's a slave shack loom room over here. It goes in front of that. And it also goes in between two bars. So it's quite interesting. There's other hiding spots in the house. So you guys got any questions? Because I think Maria's ready to start investigating and doing all the good stuff. Yep.
No, I don't. How about you, Jason?
Oh, I didn't have any questions. I was trying to figure out how you were watching this, Sherry, at the same time, and it took me a while. I finally figured it out. I didn't even realize it was going live on our own page. I was looking for it, but I found it. So everything's good. I'm a little slow, guys.
That's okay. Hey, you're on board now.
I'm up to speed. Okay, there we go. Okay, very, very cool.
That's amazing. That's a nice collaboration. Hi, Maria. That's awesome. There she is. Oh. She's beautiful. Wow. Okay.
You don't say that about me.
You're a teddy bear.
We all I see. I cannot see them. I didn't have that problem the last time we were here, Sherry. I was able to see everything we're posting.
Exactly. I don't
and
see
everybody
anything
else.
Either.
And the only thing I can see right now, it tells me that you've joined the live feed. So.
Wow. And it doesn't show the comments.
Yeah, so I'm not seeing anybody's comments or anything, so I apologize.
So if you see it and they have a question, or if they see something that we don't, please let us know.
Yeah, I made a comment.
Absolutely. I'm just in awe. Technology is amazing. I think this is the coolest thing that we've ever done on Paranormal Horizons, and thank you guys for allowing us to join you like this, and Sherry for your work getting all this set up, and all you guys.
Well, we appreciate you letting us for you. It's wonderful. So glad to be able to.
It's a win-win situation. It's just being able to share to the people what, you know, about paranormal investigations and what's it all about. You know, it's living and learning and loving and sharing.
Right, exactly.
I think I don't like it. I'm adjusting the flashlight. I don't trust its behavior.
Well, we've got four of them down here. None of the other ones have gone off.
I see something flashing. Yeah, right up above. Right above Maria. What is that? I see it flashing once in a while. Is that that thing?
Yeah, it's just a flashlight. There are actually...
Okay.
There's one there. There is one behind me. So if you see me glow, there's one over here on the wall over by Jimmy. And there's one up on top of the mantletop up here above the fireplace.
Okay. Hi, Jimmy.
We see during investigations because it's a great visual for novice hunters. Because a lot of times when we're doing this here by ourselves, we don't really use the flashlights because we don't get a lot of activity on them. So we use our other equipment like our REM pods and mail meter and the tri-field meter and then all that good sensory stuff that we have. We know something's a little close.
Yep.
And of course I've got housing rods that I use as well.
Yeah, we'll see if we can show those tonight too.
I think I'm going to turn that one.
I think I might turn that temperature gauge off. That's going to be loud and bothersome. But
you want to turn the temperature gauge off, Sherry, or you want to leave it on?
What's that again?
That's the beeping that you keep hearing, the temperature gauge.
Oh, I don't even hear it from where I am.
Yeah,
I don't hear it.
I don't hear it.
We'll leave it on, so we'll see how it goes.
Hi, Rose.
Hi,
Angel. Jimmy touched the phone, and now I can see.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The magic land right here.
Hi, Angel, and hello, Brooke, and anyone else that's out there watching. We appreciate it, and we say hi. And
well, you don't have to turn it back on.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to turn it back on. Let me turn it off, so. Okay.
There we go.
All right, we'll be able to see us now pretty well.
You're
going to switch
the phone, and then it will focus in on
there. It's probably better if it doesn't focus in.
Night vision camera.
We got a full shot of Jimmy there. In fact, we're going to have him start off the questions tonight anyway. So we're in an area where the spirits seem to like him more.
Now I feel like something's going to jump out of the shadows at you guys.
Yeah. By the way, if anybody sees me fly across the room, please send cards later.
I really hope that was a mannequin in the corner of the room. If that I just
yes,
that the camera just panned by.
Those are Jimmy's pals.
Which
Can you go and look at them again? Where's the man? Oh, those things, yeah.
He's pretty. He's pretty.
They're my buddies.
You know, I get there's souls trapped in there. That is bad. That is not good. I guess.
Oh my God!
Being a medium doesn't help.
You might find that throughout the whole house.
I would never be in a room with that one. Its eyes are bugging out. It's freaking me out, and I'm thousands of miles away. Creepy.
Yeah. Well.
You know, spirits tend to trap themselves in dolls and mannequins. I don't know why, but they do, and I noticed that. Oh, that's bad. Yeah. You know, it just it's weird.
Yeah.
Well, there's any spirits trapped. They're trapped in that one right there, I'm telling you.
So, you know, let me just give you a little piece right behind Barry. I see some guy, like, in the military, like, he has, like, army fatigues, you know, like, military fatigues on. He's got a gun. I don't know why, but I just see that. He's kind of, like, going behind Barry. That's what I'm seeing right now.
Yeah. I agree with you, and we'll talk about that one later. There are several here, and we believe that, you know, obviously they use the tunnels you're using to and out of. And our good friend Angelie, who is on right now, knows the story about me in the basement a little bit, and some person that may be following me or comes to see me every once in a while. It would be more in a recent military outfit. So
that's what it feels like. They're right behind you. It feels like somebody in, like, a army or some. I don't know what is some kind of military fatigue. And he's got a gun slinging on the side of him on the right hand side, and he's just kind of like pacing. That's what I see. But you know, I could be wrong. But that's what I see.
Well, I don't think you're too far wrong. Why don't we go ahead and do you want us to turn off the ghost box, or you want Jimmy to ask just some questions or whatever?
Do a ghost box. Hey, we're here for an investigation.
Fantastic. We're all set for that then.
Okay.
We'll get the ghost box on. I think Maria will turn it over to Maria. I'm going to move my phone a little bit closer to Maria. Of course, the ghost box. Can you guys hear the ghost box?
I can hear barely.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to try to fix it. All right. How's this?
That's a little bit louder, yeah?
Yeah, I can hear it loud and clear.
Have you got something you want to tell us?
Turn the flashlight on and off. See if that works.
All right. Is there if there's being in the living room tonight, we have a different setup for the flashlight, and we would really appreciate if you would let us know that you're here by lighting up the flashlight. We can communicate that light. We're full of ghost box away right now. We can communicate that way by using these devices and two flashlights. If you'd like them up, we'll communicate it. We'll ask you yes and no questions, and you can light them up and be able to answer via that way. Well, I'll also say that you can also make a noise like a knock like this. If you do one knock, we'll make that yes, and two knocks like that, we'll make that no. You know, we're going to turn the ghost box off right now for a minute.
Okay, crack away from the box, please. We're going to turn it off, and I need everybody to get back to it, all right? Okay, turn it off. One, two, three.
And I thought Mama just came alive. I moved this rocking chair back and it stopped or whatever it is. It hit me here. I thought Mama was going to come alive.
Captain Ferguson, are you here with us tonight? I've got your buddy down here, Jimmy. He'd like to talk to you.
That was a very high pitch. Sherry, did you or Jason hear that?
I heard some a high tone.
Yes.
That's what it was. It was interference with Chad's headphones with the recorder.
We've got Chad listening live, real time. We're using a Zoom, too, and he's listening live via that, so you ought to be able to hear everything that is happening behind us, and he'll let us know if he hears something. Jimmy, see what you can do with Cap.
Hey, Captain. Captain Ferguson. This is Jimmy. I would really love to talk to you tonight. Can you turn on one of these flashlights and let me know you're here? There's four of them in here. Either one of them will be fine.
Hear that, Chad? Yeah. Chad and I are listening live, and both of us are hearing a male voice talking in the background. What is over there somewhere?
No, it's not. It's the high pitch. This high pitch is coming from this. From the temperature gauge.
Jackson, are you doing that? If you're doing that, do that again right now.
If it's not the captain, it is someone else. Would you please do it now for us? All right, can you back away from that? Thank you. We can't go without asking you about Mary Elizabeth down here. I know a lot of people know this one in the area. Mary, are you here? Could you make a sign for us, please? Can you turn one of the lights on, or could you do something for us in here? Set off a REM pod? Are there any... soldiers here?
What did you ask before that? That's when the millimeter started going off.
I was talking about Mary Elizabeth.
Okay.
Can you back away from that? Thank you. Hey, Captain?
That was my stomach.
I was reading earlier that you were hung in Nashville, Tennessee. That is correct. Can you light up one of the flashlights? I know you don't know how to light up. So you're putting all your energy down the smell meter, then.
What's the temperature reading right now?
Can All
right, currently right now, the temperature is at 75 degrees in this basement. If that's you and you want to show us something, can you take the temperature down to 70 degrees.
Okay.
Yeah, it's off. You can take it down to 75 degrees, from 75 to 72 degrees, if you would, please. I know it takes some energy.
You can use Bear's energy. He's got lots.
Oh, yeah, you're more than welcome to use my energy if you'd like. Was that you guys?
Yeah.
Did he just swear?
I don't think so, but that sound did come out of the
box. Okay. Well, we've had some pretty interesting things come out of the phone before when we're doing these live things. That was my stomach, a bit better, Deck Ralph.
See, this is the beauty of it. none of this is like TV. Like everybody, you get to see all this action packed in about 40 minutes of a program, and you see all this evidence and stuff. We've had flashlight activity with the REM pods going off, and then we've had, and now we've got nothing. It's like even the ghost pops kind of got quiet there for a little while. But the temperature is holding steady at 75.5 in this room.
And I'm looking for someone who could make it colder in here by touching it. So if you can drop it down. We're looking for you to drop it down to 72 degrees. That would take some energy. Are you capable of doing that for us, please?
You want to switch room?
Yeah, why don't we switch room? Because right now, we'll show you some other stuff in the hall. We'll switch around here and we'll move everything.
We're going to get up and walk down the hall. We're going to go into the library. I'll leave in them.
Are you still with me, Al?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm here.
I'm fixated on the video. This is so fascinating.
Here we go. Guys, and that's
it for you. Yeah, get away from that creepy mannequin.
Yeah, there we go. Right now, we're in the hallway in the basement. And set it up down in the middle of the hall, if you don't, right there on the floor. That might be a pretty good spot for it. The temperature, yeah, it's screaming like crazy, so why don't you let go of it? And it's going to adjust the temperature, so it's going to be loud for a minute.
Is that the buzzing noise I hear in the background?
Right, that is the buzzing noise you're hearing in the background. Because when Maria picked it up and moved it, it turned it off. So when her field broke that barrier, that makes the buzzing noise. Currently, right now, it's buzzing because we've moved it. We set it on the floor. It's going to adjust to the temperature. There's a zero button on the side of it, honey. Just press that. Okay, you got it. Great, thanks.
Is that a key?
Where is that?
Okay, good.
So we've come out of a room at 75 degrees, and now we're in her room at 73.
Oh, and, wow.
I'm going to have Maria show you a picture of a gentleman. We were talking about the captain here, and since we're here, might as well take a look at Captain Ferguson. What an interesting guy. Had a terrible thing happen to him. He was in the Confederate War. We told you that the Union came here. After they left here, they went to Franklin, which is just south of here. And they did some pretty bad things to his wife and his daughter and actually paraded them naked to the town. And he decided that he was going to get his revenge. So he went on a murdering spree and actually killed over 50 people before he was hung because we were involved in it.
He doesn't look happy at all in that portrait.
Yeah.
Hello, Captain. You can back away from it now, Cap.
We were just talking about him, and I believe the flashlight just, we got to
watch. Back away now, Cap. Thank you. Like all the way it was. Now I can ask you that question. If you were hung in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, my God. Is that the flashlight just went off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, yeah, there it's going off. Yeah, I just saw it turn on and off.
Yeah, if you're still with us, would you turn the flashlight on for me?
Yep.
Turn it on solid for me. Come on, Cap, you can talk to me.
There he goes.
So for the radio listeners, they have a flashlight perched up on the stairs, and it's communicating with them, or the spirit is manipulating it to turn it on and off, and that's what we're watching right now.
That is amazing.
Yeah, but just stay with me. Will you turn one of the lights back
on, hopefully,
please?
Oh, my God.
Hey, you got over here now, huh?
Yeah, you're back.
Yep.
Me now.
There you go. Yeah.
Awesome. Your picture, too, Sherry.
Thank you, Kat. You're welcome.
That's amazing. That is so cool. There you go. That's so cool.
So you are,
very strong.
Are you getting any EMF readings around there? Was your millimeter still on the floor? Has it been doing anything today?
It's on the floor. It's actually behind it. I don't have it. We can pull the we didn't bring the darn EMF.
We only have so many things.
Yeah, I know. You're still with me, aren't you, Kat?
Yep. I don't know if you saw that, but yes, there still wasn't any, just picked them up. So, still it's nice. And, yeah.
So we've got the ring
closet
back on the
flashlight
right now.
Captain? Flashlight's going crazy.
There we go.
Captain? Thank you. Because what happened to you, I would probably help you. Are you saying thank you?
I see the mail meter is going off in the other room now. We're not even in there.
You're still with us, Captain. Find that flashlight up solid for me, please. Thank you.
Very solid. Thank you.
Can you turn it off now, please? Thank you.
Strong spirit.
Oh, we just heard a growl. I don't know if you picked that up, but it was a loud growl.
Captain, is that your stomach growling? If that's you, Rally, light the flashlight up for me. Thank you. Are you still mad?
That's interesting. You changed rooms, and there was nothing going on in that other room, and now the flashlights are going crazy, and it's pretty cool.
This is where we get most of the action from Captain Ferguson. He's right in this area where he takes
his home. And,
That's right, hey, Captain.
Jimmy and Captain Ferguson have established a relationship, and he's usually the only one that answers Jimmy.
Because he knows that I would help him do it all over again. Is that right, Captain? If it is, turn the light on. Thank you.
Captain, do you like Jimmy?
Thank you.
Oh, he's over here somewhere at the same time.
Yeah.
How many of them can you like? I see one, two. Can you light up more than two?
know it takes a lot of energy to do that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That is.
Both of them. Wow.
That is so cool.
And the milk
somebody's coming down. Yeah, somebody's coming down the hallway there. What's up, Chad, will you?
The temperature is going from 73.3 to
73.6.
We're getting warmer. 73.2. It's just jumping back and forth.
Is there someone else coming down the hallway here, Cap, that wants to talk to us? Jimmy, why don't you ask that question?
Captain, if we have company, light the flashlight up solid for me. Can you light it up and keep it on for a second? Please? Thank you.
I thought I had disturbed you. I was going to apologize.
Are you with your wife now, Captain? Your wife and your child, are you with them? Thank you.
Do you hear the bell?
Yeah.
We just heard a bell ring. Did you ring that bell, Captain?
He's all over the place.
I'm not too sure that's him, because he's coming from a different direction.
Do you have company with you tonight, Captain? Is your wife and child with you? If they're with you, turn the flashlight on. Thank you. Both of them with you? Your wife and child? Thank you.
That is amazing.
I think there's something
Captain, is there something bad down there in this basement? Would you light two flashlights up for me, please? There's one. Light two of them up for me. Not two times, two flashlights. No, you can do it. Light the other one up.
We're having an SOS fest over here in the hallway from that question.
Yeah.
Does anybody know Morse code?
Yes. Is there a female spirit also down here in the basement?
Yes.
We missed that light, but he did answer yes.
Is there a flashlight going? When you turn it on,
going off also while we're answering this, the questions, and Maria, we only have one camera we can do live at.
Hey, Captain, we have Sherry listening live. If she asks you a question through the phone and the radio, would you answer it for us, please? Thank you. Jerry, would you like to ask them a question?
Sure. Are you happy being there right now?
Yes.
Are you harmless?
Yes.
Wow. What's that? Two of them.
Yeah, it did. That millimeter in there. The temperature is not changing. That's what I went in there to look.
All right, Jimmy, you hold the phone, and let me go over here and see if I can do this. Yeah.
You going to readjust this mail meter because it's going off too easy?
Yeah, the temperature would barely change. I mean, the alarm keeps going off like there's a big drastic temperature change, but
it would only change like 2 tenths, and then it would go up and back down. And sometimes it even stays down. So that's odd in itself. I think the captain agreed with that one. I can hear your feedback.
Captain? Come on, I'm going to ask the fever. Okay, Captain, I'm going to ask the favor of you. Instead of lighting this flashlight up, the next question I ask you, I want you to turn this flashlight on. Can you do that? Turn that flashlight on for me. So you like this flashlight down here, correct? So you're not going to answer me now.
He just tends to like the corner better than he does anywhere else.
Yeah, you
he
do.
He loves that
you lift that solid. Cute. And I would really love it if you would turn this flashlight over here on. Okay, Captain, we're
that's
gonna give
good.
Up on
that's...
Go ahead, Sherry.
I said that's pretty good. Can I ask you, how do you turn the flashlight on? Is it one of those switches, or you have to press it to turn it on? What you know, if you had to manually do it, how do you turn the flashlight on and off?
Are you asking us or him?
I'm asking you, not the captain. He likes my voice, right?
It's a
he likes my voice.
Light.
Yep.
It's a mag flashlight, the mag light one.
Oh.
It's the one
okay.
where you turn it till it comes on. So we put it on the edge, then we tighten it down just a little bit to make it where it don't come on real easy.
Okay.
Or where they actually have to touch it to make it come on.
And there has been a lot of controversy about that, we'll be honest with you. Some people believe that they'll heat up and change and the things are sensitive that way. And at other times, from doing this for the years we've done it, these flashlights can be very responsive to it, and they'll flash on and off, and they won't come on for a long time. Other flashlights in the room, or in this room, will not even come on, and we have 4 of them, and none of the lights come on except for the one that's underneath this picture.
Yeah, one of the fair lightning did come up when it was a great and horrendous condition. But that one only came on 1. And of course now it's not doing anything at all. So who knows? You know, we do the best we can and we communicate when they answer back with us. Whenever and they answer promptly and they do as we say, you know, it's kind of hard to say it's not a spirit.
So I'm looking at the time here, and we've only got a few minutes left. And this has been just a really a fun thing. I've been fixated to watching the video, but we do got to wrap it up for our end of it, for Paranormal Horizons end. If anybody wants to learn more about your group, where would you like to direct them to?
We have a Facebook page called Night Stalkers Paranormal Research. You can look us up there. My name on Facebook is Maria Wilson Duff. Bear's Facebook page is
under Bear Stunt, and he is also known as the Kentucky Tree Seeker. And Jason, I'm running up the steps really quick because I have a surprise for you. Here's my buddy, the mannequin, and I had to show it to you.
Clowns and mannequins freak me out. I couldn't sleep in the same room with dolls, clowns, mannequins. Eek.
They're just friends. They're good. They're all right.
I've done paranormal investigations before, and I'm proud to say that none of them that I've ever done have had a mannequin. It would just, you know, I'd forget about it, and I'd just be afraid that I'd turn around during an investigation and get the bejesus scared out of me.
That can happen. That can happen for sure.
But we're going to have to do this again sometime. This has been really fun and kind of groundbreaking for our show here. I know it probably doesn't translate real clearly for radio listeners, but it has been a really, really fun time. And I want to thank you for taking the time to work with Sherry and getting that all set up. And I'd love to do this again soon.
Well, we appreciate you guys, and we appreciate you allowing us to do it with you. And we enjoyed it also, and we've been more than happy to do it again whenever you're willing to.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely want to do it again. This has been really, really fun for me. So
that's amazing. And those listeners that want to listen to this podcast on FM station this coming Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30. It's on, what is it, Jason? KITC, what channel on FM?
106.5 KITC FM and 107.1 KNCP, both located in Central Oregon.
There you go.
There you go, Sherry.
Well, guys, I want to thank you. We are out of time, and we'll be in touch. Let's do this again. It's been great. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you to each and every one of you. Love you guys.
Love you too, Sherry.
Thank you, all. Y'all have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Be safe.
Stay safe. All right, Sherry. Wow,
thank you. That was fun.
You know, it was the first time I'm listening through the headphones and watching the video. That's great.
This is amazing. They're a phenomenal team. They are excellent. That's why I wanted to collaborate with them. Good people. And, you know, Maria and Barry has been our guests talking from, you know, black-eyed children to, you know, paranormal. And we're going to have Barry come back, Barry and Maria, next month. We haven't discussed what subject we will be, but I believe they are coming back next month on our show. So, it's not going to be a live feed, but we'll just talk about a subject that we haven't covered. So I'm looking forward to that. But next week, we're going to have Guy Belanta from Honolulu, Hawaii. He's part of the Hawaiian Hauntings group in Hawaii, and they are a paranormal group. And we're going to have a Guy talk about the paranormal. We haven't really discussed what subject yet, but I'm sure it's going to be good. So for our listeners, stay tuned next Sunday. In Hawaii's time, they're going to be, I believe, they're going to be 5 o'clock, and we're going to be 8 o'clock. So we're looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Always good to talk to our friends in Hawaii. And with that, we are just about out of time, and just want to wish everybody a safe and happy week. And unless you have anything else, Sherry, we'll close her out.
Nope. Thank you, listeners. Thank you for supporting us and spread the word. Share your page. Share the feed tonight. There's a lot of good stuff that happened tonight that we can't explain. But these people, this paranormal group, they are very authentic, and I have a lot of respect and a lot of love for them. They are excellent, really on top of their game. So anyway, everybody, thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. Yes. Be with us. We're going to be at the Bigfoot Festival August 19th. So if you want to see us in person, we might do a live feed on Facebook August 19th at the very first Oregon Bigfoot Festival in Troutdale.
Absolutely. That'll be fun. And I'm going to make a concerted effort to go to that. And yeah, it'd be great to meet some people and learn a little bit more about Bigfoot. I'm a notorious unbeliever on Bigfoot, so maybe when we go to this festival, I'll leave there a believer. Who knows? But again, thanks everybody. Thanks to Night Stalkers Paranormal. We will be back next Sunday, 8 p.m. West Coast time. And with that, we'll bid everybody adieu and hope everybody has a great week. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Peace.